Welcome back, everyone, to episode 7 of Losing Sight of the Shore. Today's episode will be a solo episode, just myself, and I'll be talking about the concept of fitting into the box that society, our community, our culture, and our country has told us that we need to fit into. The main concept I'm going to talk about is creating your own box, your own path, and paving the way for future generations past your lifetime. Some of you may have noticed that I had not released a podcast in about 3-ish weeks. And the reason for that is because, again, this podcast is about creating value in every conversation you approach, every relationship you hold or foster, and every organization that you are a part of. And I really wanted to allow the internet to use its media platform for good, for justice, right? So I didn't necessarily feel right posting podcasts and still don't necessarily feel right because the movement does not stop. But I feel that I can add a little bit of value now. So I'll be releasing podcasts again, but I'm also on my platforms where I have some followers. I am trying to do a little bit of my part, right? And create an awareness and not staying silent and trying to educate my other friends, peers, coworkers in to do the same, really, is don't stay silent in a situation of oppression or injustice, because then you're taking the side of the oppressor. That brings me to the first concept of this episode that I want to talk about. And it is a concept that is said by multiple people, but someone who really touches on it is Gary Vaynerchuk, or Gary V, who's pretty big on all social media platforms. But he says to build the biggest building in town without tearing down everyone else's. So he talks about that there's two steps, or kind of two paths you can take in trying to build the biggest building in town, right? Or building an empire, or building the best, the largest business out there, or being the best at whatever you can do, right? Is you can either build it without, you can just build the biggest building in town without touching the buildings surrounding your building, or you can build a decent sized building, not too large, and then you tear everyone else's down around you, thus making your building the largest. And with the concept of building the biggest building in town without tearing down everyone else's, I want to talk about how people are using Black Lives Matter, the movement, and trying to say all lives matter, other lives also matter, or, you know, they are trying to detract from what the movement means. And it's not that saying Black Lives Matter means that your white life does not matter. It goes into the concept of building the biggest in town without tearing down everyone else's. Is if you are white and you want everyone to know that you matter or your life matters, is you don't need to step on everyone else around you to prove that your life matters, if that makes sense, right? So what we're all trying to do with this Black Lives Matter movement is just bring equality and justice to people who have been oppressed, which are the Black people or the African American people in the United States, who have been oppressed since before the United States was even formed as a formal nation. Now, listening to this, you may be thinking, okay, Royce, yeah, I've heard that. I'm slightly educated on the topic now because of all the resources that are out there for me to educate myself on it, right? So the one concept that I want to leave you all with when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement, right, is that our generation is not the generation who put these oppressing policies and systems into place, but our generation will be the ones to end them, and that is our duty. So when we continue carrying out these policies and continue allowing these systems and processes to stay in place in the United States, then we are effectively continuously oppressing the African Americans in the United States. JFK said it well in 1958 at a Loyola College alumni banquet in Maryland, and said, "Let us not despair, but act. Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future." When Gary Vee talks about building the biggest building in town and building a large company, being extremely successful at what he does, is he actively says that he wants to do that by being a good person, a good human being. And that really resonates with me, with my entrepreneurial side of, I'd like to have my own company someday, and I want to know that I am not part of the problem, but part of the solution. A progressive company that is working to create a better future for the world and not falling into the negative stereotypes and the negative practices that some large corporations fall into nowadays. So moving on to the concept of creating your own path when it comes to that box that society, culture, our communities, and our countries tell us that we need to fit into, is creating your own path will bring originality, right? So social media is a good thing and a bad thing in many ways. And one good way that we can try to use social media, and that we already do use it without consciously acknowledging this a lot of times, is that it allows us to see the opportunities and like differing journeys that people have all over the world, right? So instead of in the, let's say, old days, where when we learned about opportunities, careers, and things like that, we learned about them from our friends and our families in our hometown. And then we would possibly go off to university or to college, and we'd learn about them from the educators and the administrators in our major specific education system. And by major specific, I'm talking about specialization, right? So we all choose a major to graduate with from college, and that major directly impacts what we learn, what organizations we join, and how we are molded as human beings through our journey at university, right? So if you are a mechanical engineering major versus a criminal justice major, is you're taught completely different ways of thinking, and they're pretty specific to that industry. And the good thing about social media is that we're not only exposed to those things now. Now we're also exposed to other people's journeys, other people's careers, other people's opportunities that they have. And we've been able to now get closer to thinking for ourselves. And like Henry Ford says, is thinking is the hardest work there is. That's why very few people engage in it. And we can now think for ourselves and create that path for our life, and it not be dictated from the friends and family that were probably from a small town and didn't venture out there, weren't knowledgeable about other opportunities and things like that. So we've really opened up a ton of doors with social media and just media in general on what we are able to do in our lives. A topic I've thought about a lot when it comes to fitting into a certain box that people want us to fit into is the concept of binary things. So ones, zeros, yeses, nos, black and whites, right? Is life is not like that at all. Is life is really living in the gray area, and it's not 0, 100, it's everything in between. So when we think about fitting into the box that someone thinks that we should fit into, whether it's our parents, friends, family, coworkers, bosses, educators, anyone like that, is be outspoken about your dreams, about the destiny that you want to create for yourself. And it's okay if people don't agree with that right away, if people push back towards it and things like that, because at the end of the day, you need to live the life that you want to create for yourself. So I'm sure plenty of you have heard this statement, but you are the creator of your own destiny, right? So don't let other people try to force you or shove you into a certain box or a mold of how they think you should be, because oftentimes they're really projecting insecurities on the fact that they are jealous that you are pursuing your dreams when they are farther in their life and haven't made that leap, that jump to pursue the dreams that they really wanted as a kid, but somehow from when they were a child to the point of their life now, someone told them that they either can't achieve it, it's unrealistic, it doesn't make sense to do that, you should just be comfortable and settle down and do this and that and live by this timeline, by this relatively simple quote-unquote American dream timeline that not all of us fit directly into, and just acknowledge that they are not necessarily coming from a place where they don't want to see you succeed, is that they're struggling with things inside that happened throughout the course of their life and didn't allow them, and they kind of folded into not following their dreams. For the parents out there that are listening to this and have children, I know you care for your child, and I know you want to protect them, want what's best for them, and I'm not saying that that's wrong whatsoever. All I'm saying is a piece of advice that I would give is to let them choose their own destiny on this planet, because you may think that your child is perfect for this career, this job, this kind of thing, but I would say let them choose. And something that may seem contradictory to one of my episodes, and I guess my previous statement right now, is something that I've lived by for a while now, and it's the concept of only take advice from people who have been where you want to be and have experienced what you want to experience. Now, with that, the contradictory portion is I said, like, never write anyone off when you can learn something from everyone. And learning from someone isn't necessarily taking advice or, like, soliciting advice from someone. And I'm saying that you can learn something from everyone, whether positive or negative, but on the advice aspect of, let's say you're looking for what career you want. If you see someone who is where you want to be, then ask them for advice on your career, whereas other people will always offer unsolicited advice on what they think you should do in your career. Now, let's take a step back from that, look at it from the outside looking in, and think, do I want to be where that person is or has been? And do I want to experience what that person is experiencing right now or something that they've already experienced? If that answer is no, then chances are you shouldn't be taking advice from them. I can't remember, admittedly, exactly where I heard this concept, but I want to say it was in a book or a podcast. And the person that I heard this concept from was, they use an example of a professional tennis player, right? So if I'm a person who wants to become a professional tennis player, is who do I ask for advice on how to become a professional tennis player? I guarantee that the person who watches tennis on TV all day on the couch will offer me advice on how to do it. But the concept of this is to disregard that advice and ask the professional tennis player, the professional tennis coach, things like that, right? Or people like that, right? Don't take the advice from the person who they've never, in theory, they have never been close to a professional tennis player where I want to be and what I want to experience, but to ask the person who has been there or is there right now. All right, in these trying times, I have three things to leave you all with. And the first one is, if your profession, your job, your career, or an organization that you're a part of is instructing you to act in a way that does not line up with your values or not line up with the right thing, the thing that you know is the right thing to do, find a new profession, find a new job, find a new career, or leave the organization you're a part of. Stand up for what is right and don't fold under the mob mentality and or the bystander effect. The second thing is shoot for the stars and land on the moon. So dream big, but while you're building your dream, think about whether or not you're providing value to other human beings without tearing down other people's dreams and other human beings around you. The last thing is take that box, that mold, that picture-perfect citizen, that white picket fence, quote-unquote American dream, throw it away, and be the creator of your own destiny. All right, thank you all for listening to episode 7 of Losing Sight of the Shore. And like I've said multiple times before, if you took any value from this episode, a value nugget, maybe two value nuggets, then do me a favor and send this episode to one person who you think can also extract value from it. So the quote I'm leaving you all with today is one from Alexander Hamilton, and the quote is, "Those who stand for nothing fall for everything." Thanks again for listening. I'll see you all on the next episode.